It's another beautiful day. I'm over here at, have I told you about Chubb Creek 3 yet? I have this recorder gain set to 10 so that you can actually hear, and I've learned how to. I'm actually speaking into it from about two and a half, three feet away, so it's very sensitive. I'm just trying not to speak too loudly. I did this a few times now, and I keep wrecking the recording by not learning how sensitive it is. So there's another creek. Well, it's not really a creek, it's a river. I'm calling it Chubb Creek 3, or you can call it Chubb River, just so you know where I am. But it's actually the Credit River. And it's a massive trail. It ends up, the main trail is called the Cullum Trail. And it's just gorgeous here. And I just wanted to record some of the sounds. We're down here at the very beginnings of the trail, and there's a lot of tall trees here. And it just has this beautiful echo. I just wanted to kind of be quiet and let you listen. So I'll go over here. There goes a cardinal. Can still hear the traffic. There's an overpass not too far away. Just too bad. Can you just lie here and sleep? Actually, the bugs are starting to come out now. They weren't even last weekend. There were no bugs, but looks like they found me. It's just beautiful. So I'm gonna go for a walk, and I'm not sure if I don't like to walk and talk just because I breathe. As I'm walking, I'm breathing too much, so it just kind of annoys me when I listen back. So I'll probably just check in at different places. I want to do some recording down by the water and various. Oh, there's a marsh. Oh, now, so I don't know whether to turn left now. So there's a left, you can turn left or you can turn right. To when you get to the main trail, and if I turn left, I get to the marsh, and the marsh has these amazing bullfrog sounds that I want to record and share with you. So, but if I turn right, I haven't explored that way yet. So, crossroads, literally. Anyway, so welcome to what is this? Chubb Creek 102, and I'll talk to you in a bit. Theme song.
Way back when we didn't have to think. Come on in, don't be a dink. The boys on the farm didn't mean any harm. On the banks of Chubb Creek.
Chubb Creek.
I just started to record again because this one bird, he sounds like he's just not happy with me being here. Where is he? Yeah, he stopped. The one thing that's really cool is with the I'm actually monitoring this with headphones on, and I can hear everything. Like I heard something moving in the bushes. I don't have the greatest hearing to begin with. I have what they call, my friend calls rock ears. Because back in the early 90s when I played in this band and went to clubs and stuff too. God, that's loud with my feet. The noise is so loud that I remember leaving sometimes with a high-pitched wail coming, in my ears. And I know all the times that we did that. It was about 3 years, It's only about 3 years. It was not like it was a long time, but it's so loud that I know that I damaged my ears quite a bit during those years. I remember even seeing it, and it wasn't even because of the band. I remember seeing a concert at a little club, and I'm sure the levels of sound were, it was a heavy metal band, and I'm sure the levels of sound were so dangerous for your ears, because I remember leaving and not being able to hear anything. Just terrible. So please, especially if you're younger, look after your ears. Don't wear headphones. And it's okay to wear headphones and play loud music, but you have to do it in short bursts. You can't do it for long periods of time. I want to catch a picture of this cardinal here. Even though it's a boring picture, they're so pretty. Oh, he's gone. So cool because it's a green everywhere, beautiful green forest, and then there's this splash of red. It's really neat. Okay, anyway, I didn't mean to start recording again, but I had to share that. Don't worry, bird, I'm going. I keep getting distracted by the birds. See if I can get this guy to chirp up again. Come on. Maybe you guys can tell me what it is. I don't know anything. Come on. There he is. You hear that? The hell is that? Do it again. No? This is pretty thrilling audio, isn't it? Okay, come on, one more. There's a little one. Oh, I think I have this thing set wrong. Hang on. I have to turn this off and check something. Okay. I don't think I had it on surround. Is this any different? I want that guy to say that, that guy. I want that bird to chirp again. Chirp, bird. This is really interrupting my hike. I'm supposed to be exercising right now. I keep stopping. Pictures, audio. Come on, one more. Hear it in surround sound, buddy. Traffic's loud, isn't it? I don't hear it with my unaided ears as much as I do when I'm listening through this thing. No, he's not going to do it. Okay. Check in a bit. It's really beautiful here. I wish you could all be walking with me. Okay, see you in a bit. I just thought I'd record a really pretty sound I thought you'd like. Isn't that nice? Actually, that's a sewer. But it is a nice sound. Anyway, I don't know why there's a sewer manhole cover in the middle of the road here. So the trail is it's quite manicured. It's like a gravel road, really, but it just goes on forever, so, and straight through the bush, so I just walked past a deer. It's really cool for me because I never see them. I know my folks, when they lived in BC, they had them in the lawn like every day, but it's always a shock for me. It was actually a great big doe too. And I just walked past, I got a shot of it, although when I tried to take the picture, this is one downside of this new camera. I've got a D. I haven't talked about my camera, have you? Have I? I've got the Nikon D7000. Beautiful camera, but and it has 1080p video. But the only downside of it is when you're recording in 1080p, you can hit it by accident. And suddenly, instead of taking a picture, you're getting nothing. You've got video. And you don't even have video because you have to click another button to start the video. So I had this beautiful shot framed of this, even though it's just a dumb picture of a deer, granted, but still. I had this beautiful sun-dappled shot framed, ready to go. And denied, you know, total fail because of that. So I just need to learn the camera a little better. We're coming down close to the river here. I've actually been walking for almost an hour already, but because I was dawdling, taking pictures of stuff and some bumblebees and some flowers and stuff. So I haven't gotten very far. This is supposed to be a hike, but of course I bring all my toys with me. Anyway, I said I wasn't going to walk and talk because I think the footsteps are loud. Anyway, we can hear the river. I'll record a bit down by the river. Would that be exciting? I keep thinking I have a bee on my back. You ever have bee paranoia? And I'm fine with them. But as soon as you start thinking one is on you, you keep glancing. So I keep looking at my shoulder. Some people are terrified of bugs. I'm more aware of them than I would have been had I continued to live in the country. But, you know, it's not a big deal. But I see some of Gary's pictures of where he is, out in the real nature. This is the city. He lives in a much smaller town close to a real unbridled forest, right? He's got these amazing creatures. He gets pictures of turtles and... like turtles? Where? I haven't seen a turtle in real life since I was probably 15. And God, what a beautiful tree. I wish I knew anything about trees. There's this giant tree. I'll take a picture of it. It just has this really... is that? I almost came out with it. You know how the trees are normally just green? But there's like a certain tone of green. The whole forest is kind of this green. Well, there's this one tree right in the middle of this, and it's gigantic. And I don't know if I'll be able to pick it up. I'll try. And it's just a really pretty ultramarine kind of aqua colored leaves. What is that? It's kind of like a weeping willow, but it's not. It's shorter leaves. It's like clusters of leaves that dangle down. But not quite like a willow. I don't know. I wish I had a tree. I don't know nothing. Anyway, again, I didn't mean to start talking. I was going to just show you the beautiful sound of the sewer. And I have to cough, so I'm going to go. I'll talk to you in a sec. It's a really pretty marsh area. There's these funny weeds here that... I'm just walking over some junk. These really pretty weeds. They must have been introduced because I don't remember them when I haven't lived here for... The last time I lived here was 20 years ago or something. I don't remember seeing these weeds. And they're like, I don't know, 12 feet tall. But now they're everywhere. It's kind of like somebody brought them in because they look pretty on the lawn and then they're suddenly everywhere. But anyway, I've stopped here because of the bullfrogs. And I just heard one. Oh, here's a jet. Oh, there you are. Hear that? There's another one. I'm kind of in the muck here. Hey, there's an iris. A wild iris. Bizarre. I guess it's about as wild as those weeds. Maybe that frog will make a noise again. Come on, frog. I think he's out of bites. Damn, I gotta come here earlier in the morning because last few times I came here, I slept in today. I didn't mean to. I stayed up too late watching The Sopranos, rewatching the whole series. and I stayed up too late and I slept in till like 9:30. But if you come down here at like 7 o'clock, there he is. There's millions of frogs making noise. I'm just gonna try in deeper here. That, I think that's a red-winged blackbird, isn't it? That bird? Gary knows a lot about my friend Gary. I talk about Gary like you know who he is. Do you know who he is? I'm sure you know who he is. But I always assume everybody knows everything. And I'm just standing here right next to this marsh. It's actually really gross. It's kind of overgrown. And it's getting windy. Oh, there's a red wing. Hear that? He did that in midair, going right by me. And when they come towards you, and Gary told me this too, when they come towards you, there's this flash of red right in front of them. Like, it's hard to describe it. But he was just heading straight towards me, and there's this bright red, it looked like a red lights on his wings heading towards me, and he made that noise just as he went by. I'm trying to shield you from the wind here. I didn't bring a windsock. I didn't even have a good one. Okay, damn, fail on the frogs. Any more frogs? Just the one? Lazy buggers. Okay, let's go down to the river. It's this windy, hopefully. Oops. Put my headphone on. This is kind of funny. I'm in the middle of these 12-foot tall weeds I was talking about. And the birds aren't happy about it. Listen to them. This is all red-winged blackbirds. I got some amazing shots, I think, of a couple of flybys. And one of them was heading right towards me, just like I described. And I think I got the high beams. Yeah, they're not happy with me. Hey, it's not just your forest. Okay, is that better? Anyway, this is going to be like a whole series of 5-second snippets, but it's cool. That's all red-winged blackbirds. Okay, I really am going to the river. It's been like an hour and a half. You can kind of hear it there on the right coming up. Oh, is that loud, eh? That gravel? I'm heading into the grass in a second. Fun recording like this. This is way more. Although, there we go. There's Chub Creek 3. It's actually a river. It's about 30 feet wide or more. It's the kind of sound that you can just go to sleep by, isn't it? You ever do that? Just put on white noise and let that lull you to sleep? I guess it can be annoying. So what do you want to talk about? The bumblebee. I wonder if I can catch the sound of the bumblebee. Hear him? Okay. Well, I better think of something to talk about because well, I got this new microphone. I promise it's the last money I'm spending. But I just had to get this mic because I've never been very happy with the SM58 just because it's a stage mic. It's not meant to capture studio sound, really. So it's just, I don't have an excuse. I just wanted it. It's called S... Oh, I've forgotten the name of it now. SM7B, is it? I've got it on my... actually have it on my notepad here. Because I needed to know what it was called because I was going to the music store. SM7B, I got it right. And Scott Fletcher says it's the same one Michael Jackson uses. Oh no, it wasn't Scott that told me that. Scott's the one who, so Scott Fletcher really likes that mic. I guess it's too loud here, isn't it? And it's a little better. Sorry. And but when I was in the music store, the guy that was a really nice guy tried it all out for me and was showing me digital mixers. I had to get a mixer. I had to. I got a digital mixer too because it's not analog anymore. It's direct into the computer, which I've been wanting to do for ages. So that's it. I'm spent. I'm not spending any more money. But the sound from this mic is amazing. It's just, it makes you sound like a fancy pants radio person. Although, that's not good because you ever listen to podcasters who kind of, they try to make themselves sound like they're a radio jock. I was watching a YouTube video of this guy because he knew how to use Logic. It was like an instructional thing on using Logic. Logic Pro, the program for recording. So I have Logic. So I also bought Logic. And I promise that's it. No more. I'm not spending any more money. I just had this little burst of excitement. It's good to have a hobby. I haven't spent money like that on myself in a long time. So, and it wasn't a fortune. It was all very affordable, okay? So stop nagging me. Anyway, can you tell I feel guilty? So, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, Logic. So this guy was doing Logic. And he was just, you know, showing how to do some stuff that I needed to learn how to do. Oh, what's this thing? There's this pipe coming up from the ground. It sounds like I'm doing it in post. It's the edge of the pipe. Ugh, it stinks. Some kind of sewer thing. Ugh. And anyway, the guy sounded like a radio jock, and it just kind of defeats the whole purpose. If I wanted to listen to the radio, I'd listen to the radio. So, I'm not sure why I'm bothering, but it sure is neat. And the guy in the music store, when he was demoing it for me, you know, he talks into it, and then he goes, hey, and he yells into it. And, you know, and the sound didn't distort. It was just so cool. Anyway, that's my story about the microphone. So my plan was to record a little bit using that one, too, but I don't know. We'll see. Probably we'll do part two. And I got to play a song, don't I? Let me see. I got some cool stuff that I found. All right, so I'm going to look for music, and I'll come back and say hello maybe one or two more times, and we'll play a song, and then we'll go back to the studio. The studio. All right? Okay, see you in a bit. You know, one cool thing about this record, I think I mentioned it, is that I guess it's because I was talking about my lack of good hearing. Because I can't hear very well. I didn't even know that I could hear. So you hear the river? Like I'm about another 100 feet away now. And you can hear it clear as day, can't you? Well, I can't hear that with my ears, regular ears, you know, like non-plugged into this thing ears. I can't hear it. Amazing what I'm missing. Love this. This is so much fun. Hope this recording turns out because I'm kind of getting annoyed at coming down here and having the recording not work out. I'm a little nervous of having it on the volume, the gain turned up all the way, but I noticed that I was trying to record the surroundings and my voice at the same time, but the mistake I was making was I had the gain turned halfway down, so that my voice wasn't too loud, but I had the thing way up close to my face. So now I'm holding the thing way out in front of me, and it's capturing my voice fine, but it's, you know, you're also able to hear everything around me, which is, I hope, is as cool as I think it's going to be. Like, I'm only listening with one earphone just so that I can, it just kind of makes me feel funny having both ears plugged in. But I can still hear everything pretty clearly. Is that an exciting topic for you? Okay, oh, I forgot to look for a song. Okay, now I'm going to look for a song, I promise. Okay, right now. Be back in a sec. Okay, I'm back. So this isn't something that I would normally think of putting on here, but I don't know, I just am really taken with this song. It's a little wimpy and girly, I guess. But the group's called My Bubba and Me, with an M-I. And the song is called Oh Kiss No, and it's just a really sweet, very cute, not cute. Ah, something in my eye. It's just very evocative. It just seems kind of the right choice for where I am and the way I feel right now. It's just a really nice, peaceful feeling out here. And so I'm going to give it a go.
Oh, my man, he don't like kissing. Now what do I do? He gets restless after just a minute or two. He says he has to go fix a record or polish his boots. And I live lonely, pull up on my roots. He plays his guitar for hours and takes really long shots, but my lips have to say
a cardinal, I think. Yeah, I can see him doing it. That's a pretty song, isn't it? There's some machine happening in the background. What the hell is it? Dog fight. Three of them. All three of them are the size of a flea. Anyway, just thought I'd record that. It's quite a show.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll check back with you in a sec. I don't know, or not. I might, or I might not. Anyway, I wanted to record those birds, not the Spanish. So, I've been out for about 2.5 hours, but it's only really an hour's distance of walking if you're not stopping every 5 seconds to take pictures. So I'm heading back now. I'm pretty tired. It's really hot, which is contributing to my being tired, but you know, in the humidity, it feels like about 30, 35 degrees. It feels really hot. So I'm glad I brought a hat. The sun did come out. I think I probably said this already, but this time I mean it. I'll see you back at the studio. I don't know how long, this might be too long. Maybe this will go on a little longer than usual, if you don't mind. Because I want to try out my new mic. Okay? Okay, checking out. Chub Creek 3. But episode 102. Okay, see you in a bit.
You've got a dink in both ears. Chub Creek, 102.
102. Eve, will you stop it?
Way back when, we didn't have to think.
Oops. I just breathed into it. I'm going to put this on here. There we go. How's that? A little better? See, I put the windscreen on it, and it sounds duller. See, it sounds better without it, doesn't it? But you have to... So I think I'm just going to buy a pop screen. I don't know. Or I can speak sideways and not. Is that what you do? Just put this on the side. Aren't I professional? I'm going to put this beside me and speak across it. How's that? I don't know why I get fanatical about things. I guess everyone does. As soon as you get interested in something and you get deeper into it, you want to see how far you can go with it. And anyway, hopefully that'll be over soon and I'll just start blogging. Audio blogging. So I'm starving. It's like, what is it? It's 11:30 now. And I just went for only about an hour long walk this morning. Oh, that, by the way, the recording that you heard before this was yesterday. So that was Saturday, and today's Sunday. And I also went out this morning just because I'm trying to make sure that because my diet regimen that I'm still on, what I've realized that I'm doing is I'm staying with it really well. But then come Friday, I kind of abandon it completely. So it's good that I'm going for hikes. So I'm making sure that I go for a hike every Saturday and every Sunday. So it kind of makes up for it a little bit. Oops, I overloaded the processor here. I have too many things running. I just shut something down. It just stops record. That's what I don't like about GarageBand. I'm still using GarageBand because I don't understand how to use Logic quite yet. But once I do, I'll switch over. But the computer, if it gets, if I have too many things open, it just stops recording, which is really annoying. So what was I talking about? Yesterday, today, walking. See, that I hate that. When I have a train of thought and then I lose it. I'm going to go back and listen to what I was saying. Okay, it wasn't that interesting. I was talking about overloading the processor. But once I get to Logic, it seems to be better prepared, for things like that. If I belched right now, it would be the best sounding belch you've ever heard, for sure. So I'm not going to, though. Yeah, this works pretty well. I got the microphone kind of to the side so that I can puff away and to beside it instead of into it. I think it sounds as good. Let me just hear. This is facing it. This is facing it. And this is to the side. There's hardly any difference, is there? So this is a good way to do it. I don't have to do a pop screen at all. Anyway, give you some feedback. I was going to say it may have been confusing because I was talking during my walk yesterday about buying this microphone, which eventually I promise I'll stop talking about technology, or at least about the technology that I'm using to talk to you about technology, because that's so stupid. But while I'm still kind of in honeymoon mode, I'm going to talk about it. But I may have confused you because I said I bought a new mic, and I think you probably thought I was talking about the mic that I was using at the time, but I wasn't. I was talking about this one I have in the studio here. So anyway, what's going on? I don't think I'm gonna go too much longer because I'm already at 35 minutes. I kind of would like some feedback on time length. If you have a minute, just go to chubcreek.com. I do have a new comment system set up. Oh, that's something I didn't explain, did I? Did I explain that? So I had to move the website, and that's because Apple, they had a really, really convenient system for a while. It was called Mobile Me. And I know there's some kind of legendary rumors about what happened. Like Apple introduced Mobile Me, which is an online service that lets you store files and it lets you synchronize. It lets you just kind of keep things in sync online. So you've always got a backup of all your settings and all your files and stuff. And you can also use it for podcasting, and it was meant for that. So if you use GarageBand to podcast with, it automatically dumps the files on MobileMe. So MobileMe was kind of a fail when they launched it, and the legend has it that Steve Jobs walked into a room full of about 25 VPs and said, "Okay, what's MobileMe supposed to do?" And everybody kind of mumbled something about what it's supposed to do. And he says, "Okay, why the F-U-C-K doesn't it do that?" And basically gave everyone crap about it. And then they kind of reinvented it as iCloud. But iCloud doesn't include storing files or podcasts and so on. So bummer. And what they're just basically, when Apple changes its mind about stuff, they pretty much ditch you. That's the negative side of Apple, is they don't. I'm a little worried about Mac, to tell you the truth, because it could be that they get so infatuated with themselves over these mobile devices, the iPad and the iPhone. You know, you can see signs of them kind of ditching Mac. And so they've already ditched Mobile Me. And so in June, there's going to be no more Mobile Me. So that means there'll be no more Chub Creek unless I find a new home for it, new home for the podcast and for the website both. So I had to spend money, not too much. It was only like, what, $150 a year, I think it was. But I just paid for the whole year. It won't be too bad. I can deal with that. But I had to go through the pain in the ass of telling iWeb where to put the files, and I lost, all of the comments were lost. I feel so bad about that because so many of you took time to comment, and it's so important to me, and they're actually gone, physically gone. I can't even find them anymore. I thought I saved them, but they didn't save, so I'm really sorry. So if you could all please go back and re-comment exactly what you said the first time so that I could have them again, that'd be great. Thanks. Because I did find a new comment system. I think I'm happy with it. I'm almost nervous to say go on it because I noticed that I can't look at those comments on my, like I tried to look at the website on my iPhone, and the comment system doesn't work on the iPhone. So that's not cool, but who comments using a phone anyway? So for now, it's going to be okay. Not that you care, but it's something I care about very deeply. I love to hear from you. And when, you know, I check on the website, and this new comment system, I don't have to visit the website to check every episode for comments. It'll email them to me. And if you comment, you can have people thumbs up or thumbs down, and you can have other people reply to you. And you can also have yourself be notified if a comment has been replied to or thumbs up. And you can even report, you know, negativity. If you feel someone's being abusive, anybody can report it and flag it. It's really cool. So, and it's a free service. So what's it called? Intense Debate, which is a strange name. So I've got that all set up and I think it's working. I've tested it a few times. Kusenhout has commented and tested it with me. And so Zeech. So Zeechy, thanks. And Kus, thanks. That reminds me. Before we go, we have to do this.
This is Koos van den Hout for Chub Creek with another Dutch language lesson.
All right, awesome.
You asked me last time how to pronounce my name. Hmm. It's a Dutch name, of course.
Yeah.
With my first name, Koos.
Koos.
K-O-O-S, to be pronounced Koos.
You're saying it shush.
And my last name consists of three parts. Van den Hout, which maybe the origin is a small town in the south of the Netherlands called Den Hout.
Van den Hout. But you don't say it like that.
Van den Hout would be the Dutch translation of coming from Den Hout. Now you know it. And now you can make a better name jingle for me, maybe.
What? That's the best jingle ever. You're kidding. Even if I say your name wrong, it doesn't matter. I noticed that you have a little d in your... When you say Kusnout, there's a kus... Blah, 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 blah. I can't do it that fast. It's just...
Anyway, the Dutch language lesson for today is the word straat, which means street.
Oh.
Can you pronounce that?
Straat.
And I thought I'd also like you to try a sentence with it.
Nice.
The Dutch sentence, ik loop op straat, which means I am walking on the street.
Okay, everybody say it with me. Ik loop op ik loop op straat. That's a lot of mouth curling.
This was the Dutch language lesson for this time.
Okay.
My homepage still lives at idefix.net. This was Coast van den Hout for Chub Creek.
All right. Thanks, Coast. I can't do it. If you listen back, he actually says Van den Hout, Van den Hout. I can't quite do it, but I can see, I can hear the dir in there. Van den Hout. This is Koos Van den Hout. You know what I mean? He's actually doing it. But this is the first time I've actually heard that little bit of the word in there. Fascinating, though. And to somebody who speaks Dutch, it would be natural. You wouldn't even think about that. I wish I could think of an English example. I'm sure the English language is really ridiculous, too. Not that Dutch is ridiculous, but it is when I try to speak it. So that was fun. Thanks for sending that, See? I can do it. I don't know. It's just because you get self-conscious over speaking the words. And I wish also that I had the patience to learn any other language. Do you speak another language? It's something that I admire, and I kind of... I regret whenever I hear somebody kind of getting up in arms over somebody who can't speak English because it's so unfair. You know, they're here. I think have I mentioned this before? They're here in a new place sometimes. Well, yeah, it would be a new place if they're learning to speak the language, right? But they can speak it like they can speak another language, your language and theirs. Like, how many languages can you speak, right? And I just always admire how hard they try. Some of these different cultures that, you know, come here and bring so much richness to the country, and just a little bit of patience with the language is not too much to ask, you know. And so I just admire it. Anyway, so this is going on long. I apologize. I hope this was a fun journey for you. And this is the beginning of my week, so Sunday night for me, and which is fine. I feel pretty good lately. It's good to get out and about and feel like something has happened. So it's good. And I hope you've got out and did some walking yourself or some exploring or whatever it is you do. Let me know what you do. Send your comments to the website at chubcreek.com. I'd appreciate it very much. Or send me an email, dave@chubcreek.com. And I'm on Twitter @chubcreek and whatever else you can imagine. I'm going to probably try to do that too. So I'll see you soon. Have an excellent week. I love you. Mwah. Big kiss. If you're a guy, I just kissed your girlfriend instead. Is that all right? Okay. And I can't think of what else to say. It's so hard leaving you. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Somewhere. Oh, he's right here. Where are you? There's a couple of them. Basically, you're listening to the sounds of my childhood. At least when we got out of the house, anyway. I don't know why it makes it more interesting that I'm capturing it. I'd be walking past here. It'd still be cool, but something kind of fun, magical about capturing stuff. You can keep it. It's like keeping nature. Keeping whatever you're recording. Except for that goddamn plane.